Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak.
Hello and welcome. This is your daily dose of the morning news. You're listening to the News 18 podcast. I'm Anusha Soni. Over 10 days after Cyclone Gaja wreaked havoc in several coastal and delta states, three farmers have reportedly committed suicide within a week. The Tamil Nadu government has said over 88,000 hectares of agricultural land has been affected in the coastal districts. The farmers have sought urgent compensation and intervention to lift the falling morale. The central team that has been entrusted with the task of visiting cyclone-affected regions in Tamil Nadu has said that the situation in Delta districts was grim. The six-member team started the second day of their tour from Orthanadu Pudur in Thanjavur district. Orthanadu is one of the places worst hit by Cyclone Gaja. The team, accompanied by Principal Secretary K. Satyagopal and Thanjavur Collector A. Annadurai and other senior officials from the state government, found thousands of trees and electric poles uprooted and substations and houses destroyed by the cyclone. The campaign heats up in the poll-bound state of Telangana. Telangana Rashtra Samiti MP K. Kavita speaks exclusively to CNN News 18 ahead of the Telangana polls. The daughter of the TRS chief, K. Chandrasekhar Rao, says that the BJP can never make a dent in Telangana, no matter who campaigns for the party. Campaigning for the upcoming Telangana Assembly polls is set to reach its crescendo with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress President Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders scheduled to hold more rallies in the state this week. Prime Minister Modi will address public meetings at Nizamabad and Mehboob Nagar on November 27th. He will address another campaign meeting at Lal Bahadur Stadium in Hyderabad on December 3, ahead of the state polls scheduled on December 7th. Bharatiya Janata Party President Amit Shah, who's taking part in the campaign on Sunday, would again visit the state on November 28 and December 2. After the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly was dissolved by the governor, the political storm in the state continues. After the State Administrative Council, chaired by the governor Satyapal Malik, decided to turn the J&K Bank into a public sector bank, taking its autonomy away and making it accountable to the state legislature. The J&K Bank will also be brought under the RTI Act and the CVC rules. Critics have said that the autonomy of one of the state's most popular institution has been ravaged. The state Bharatiya Janata Party is of the view that supply of information on request by the bank will not only ensure transparency but also boost confidence of masses in security of their money. BJP state chief spokesperson Sunil Sethi said that bringing the J&K Bank under the RTI was long overdue and the step taken by the state government was in the right direction. Union Minister Jitendra Singh also lauded Malik's decision and alleged that J&K Bank has been misused by the state's ruling families. It was a historic day as the foundation for the Kartarpur corridor in Gurdaspur was laid by Vice President Venkaiah Naidu. The event was also attended by Union Minister Nitin Gadkari, Harsimrat Kaur Badal, Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh. The corridor will be built from Dera Baba Nanak to the international border in a bid to provide easy access to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur in Pakistan, where Guru Nanak Dev Ji spent 18 years. The ceremony in Pakistan will be held on 28th of November. However, the event was not free from controversies. Union Minister Harsimrat Kaur Badal was heckled by Congress workers while she was addressing the gathering. In response, Shiromani Akali Dal workers led by Bikram Singh Majithia raised slogans against Congress leader Sunil Kumar Jakhar during the speech. Also, Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh has warned Pakistan against infiltrating India. He called Pakistan's Army Chief Bajwa a coward and accused him of killing Indian Jawans. Captain Amrinder Singh's attack comes on the heels of Amritsar blasts allegedly carried out by Pakistan's ISI. And it's a big blow to Chidambaram's in the Aircel Maxis money laundering case. The CBI informed the Delhi's Patiala House Court that they have enough proof to prosecute former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the case and they have received government permission to do so. The court has extended the interim protection from arrest of Chidambaram till December 18. The court will also consider the ED charge sheet in the case on the next date of hearing. There are 18 accused in the case and the sanction to prosecute 6, including Chidambaram, was sought. The court on the last hearing had questioned the CBI over the delay in receipt of transaction to prosecute public servants. These also include four IAS officers and former top officials of the finance ministry. The court is yet to take cognizance of the charge sheet filed by CBI against Chidambaram and others in the Aircel Maxus case. Thanks for listening. We'll see you once again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.